Good evening. This is Debbie Saracen, and I'm with ACOFP in Arlington Heights, Illinois. And this evening we have our special guest, Dr. Jay Shubrook, DO, FACOFP. He's a family physician and diabetologist and professor of primary care at Touro University in California, the College of Osteopathic Medicine. So welcome, Dr. Shubrook.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
So this evening we're going to talk about a new program that Medicare is starting for 2018 called the Diabetes Prevention Program. And Dr. Shubrook has actually run similar programs and is familiar with this program and is going to be starting one at Touro come April of this year. So we'd like to start by asking him some of the questions that we've gotten from our members. And Dr. Shubrook, maybe you can just give us a brief overview of the program and why CMS has started it.
Sure. So it's important to actually kind of look at the progression of this program over time. So there was an original diabetes prevention program study done that ended in 2002, at least that's when it was published, that really showed that intensive lifestyle therapy was very effective in reducing new onset type 2 diabetes in those that have prediabetes. And there was some modeling done with the YMCA and then also with the American Diabetes Association that showed that not only is it effective, even 10 years out, but it was also cost effective. And those studies really show that really this is something we should be doing as a public health measure. So the first iteration of this in a community-based setting was the National Diabetes Prevention Program, or N is a Nancy Diabetes Prevention Program, DPP. And so the NDPP has been going on since 2012. And you can actually go and find one of these sites across the country by going to the cdc.gov/prediabetes, find a program. And there's a national list of accredited programs that offer the N Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Now, because this has been so significantly beneficial, Medicare has said, how would this benefit the Medicare program? And again, that American Diabetes Association study showed that if they enrolled everybody in Medicare in the National Diabetes Prevention Program, and they got just a 37% reduction in new onset diabetes, not the 71% they saw in the study, but just half of it, they could save $1.3 billion for Medicare over 10 years. And because of that financial reason, they said this really should be a significant benefit. And indeed, it was passed into law to be a mandated once-in-a-lifetime coverage for people with prediabetes. Now, the Medicaid version of it is called M, as in Medicare, DPP. So you can already find N DPP programs at the CDC site, but starting April 1st, there will be registered M DPP programs, or Medicare DPP. And Medicare DPP is built off of the National Diabetes Prevention Program, or NDPP. And so they are just now recruiting sites to start running this program.
Okay, great. Thanks for that overview. So where can members get an application and get started?
So there are some really great resources. And so if you learn, first of all, I think you should learn about the NDZP program, the National DPP. Make sure it's something you can do. And if it's something that you want to move forward with, there is a very good website called, I'll give the web address for you, http://go.cms.gov/MDPP. So if you do CMS MDPP, you'll probably still stumble across it. I tried it many different ways. You always come to the same site. And they actually have a couple of really good resources. So one of the resources is the MDPP supplier roadmap. And it takes you through all the different steps of what you should do if you're considering running one of these programs, from learning about the program, how to enroll, so that's where you can get an application. How do you furnish the services? What are the rules for that? How do you actually get reimbursed for it? And submitting claims. And so that roadmap is a really excellent source. They also have an overview fact sheet. They have the final rule, which describes the rules for which they're going to reimburse. So it's really just a fabulous website, and it's really all-inclusive.
Okay, it sounds like they have some really good resources. Is there a cost involved in this?
So that's an excellent question, and there's been even some changes since the initial rollout of Medicare DPP. To offer Medicare MDPP, you have to have an NPI number, and so that's the first thing. Now, there's no cost to get an NPI number, and many of our physicians would already have it, but non-physicians will also need an NPI. And they expect the NPI to be whoever is actually teaching the class. So if I have one of my staff members running a DPP program, they have to get an NPI number for this. There is an enrollment cost. I actually do not know the exact amount, but that's to get the paperwork going. And that should be listed on that site.
Okay. What about patients with diabetes? Are they able to enter one of these programs?
Currently, Medicare is not going to be paying for people with established diabetes. They do have benefit. There's benefit for people who take those classes, but they're covering for people in a once-in-a-lifetime manner for people who qualify with prediabetes, biochemical prediabetes, which is, means that you have a blood test to confirm that you have prediabetes or you have a history of gestational diabetes.
Okay. And what are the goals of CMS in putting the program together, and what goals do the patients have that are in the program?
Sure. So I believe that Medicare is covering this program largely because they see it as a substantial ability to use cost savings for their enrollees, and it can reduce the progression of one of the most serious long-term chronic diseases in the U.S. So I think that's Medicare's goal. To enroll in the program, there are very specific goals that the participants are supposed to achieve and the coaches are supposed to help them achieve. So the three main goals really focus around regular attendance. This is a year-long program. There are attendance requirements. Number two, there should be weight loss, and your payment is actually largely based upon the amount of weight loss that you achieve. And then number three is participation in physical activity. And so these are all things that you report, but your payment is largely based upon the weight loss and the attendance of your participants.
What type of physician or physician group would be best suited to start a DPP program?
Yeah, so this is really important. So I would say that actually all physicians should know about the diabetes prevention program and know how it can really help their patients. Actually, my experience has been that only a minority are even familiar with the diabetes prevention program. Now, saying that, because it is a year-long program with 22 or more hour-long classes, I think that most of the time this is not going to be provided by physicians. It's going to be provided by either healthcare teams, physician extenders, or healthcare systems. And so I think that if you're part of a healthcare system that already provides some form of education, this would be a wonderful thing to add to your program. We have used a lot of our diabetes educators to enroll our patients in the diabetes prevention program. But I think because of the amount of work, it is quite labor intensive. It's usually going to be done by extenders and or healthcare systems.
Okay. Those are all the questions that I have for this evening, and I want to thank you again for sharing the information that you have about diabetes and the diabetes prevention program that CMS is coming out with in April. And if listeners have additional questions, you can call me, Debbie Saracen, at 847-952-5523. Again, 847-952-5523, and we'll get you the answers. So thanks again, Dr. Shubrook, and have a great evening.
Thank you so much.